اللهم اجعل تعليمي مشكورا وذنبي فيه مغفورا وعملي فيه مقبولا وعيني فيه مستورا يا
O Allah, on this day make my efforts worthy of appreciation, and my sins forgiven, and my deeds accepted, and my flaws concealed. O the best of those who hear. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is the 26th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and we want to look at the topic of hiding the spiritual defects as referred to in the book Ramadan Reflections. Now we know as human beings that all of us have defects. None of us are immaculate, are free of sin, are free of error. No matter how great we may be, no matter how much we try to purify ourselves, we will perhaps always realize we have some shortcoming or defect within our lives. But the important thing which we want to look at today is how do we hide these defects that we may have or that others have that we know about. Let us first reflect on this tradition, this saying from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, from Najul Balagha, in which he states the following: as much as possible, ensure that you cover the faults of others, just as you like that Allah covers your faults from the sight of others. When we look at a lot of our societies today, we see that this hadith, this saying, has not been implemented. Many people today, when they see a fellow believing brother or sister do an action which is not becoming of a believer, they say something inappropriate, they type something on the internet which maybe is not right, or they post a picture which maybe is not the best of things to do, right away, rather than speaking to them in private and getting a clarification, what do? We go and we broadcast it to the world. We will make these small things to be huge. We will go and expose these people in the sight of the world. We will even maybe go to the length of looking at personal, intimate things within the life of an individual and spreading that. Not realizing that just as we have shortcomings, as we have defects that we would want them to be covered, that we would not want people to know about, that we need to be the same for other people within our society. One of the things that we have been doing in this blessed month of Ramadan, I'm sure all of us have been doing every single night, is to recite the dua of Iftitah. The dua of Iftitah, as we know, has been taught to us by our 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his glorious advent. And in a portion of the dua, we read the following. We read, we hear it, but do we actually think and act upon this particular portion of the supplication?
Allahumma inna afwaka an dhanbi wa tajawuzaka an khati'ati wa safhaka an dhulmi wa satraka ala qabihi amali wa hilmaka an kathiri jurmi عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك.
O Allah, indeed your forgiveness of my sins, and your overlooking of my faults, and your absolving me of my oppression, and your hiding of my ugly deeds, and your patience in the face of my many crimes done intentionally and unintentionally, still tempted me to ask from you that which I did not deserve from you. Just look at the way that the 12th Imam is talking about our own shortcomings, our own defects, our own slips, either intentional or unintentional. We confess that Allah forgives our sins, that He overlooks our faults, that He absolves us of our acts of oppression, that He hides our ugly deeds, whether we did them openly, intentionally, or unintentionally. And we have the nerve to still ask Allah for blessings. If we see that Allah is still going to give us after all of these things, then we also have to realize that we need to be the same when we look at our fellow brothers and sisters around the world today. That we have to be those who cover over their faults and not to expose them. We close with one more thought, that this line is read in many of our supplications, in the Dua Abu Hamza Thumali, in many other supplications, in Dua Joshin al-Kabir, which we recite in the blessed month of Ramadan. We address Allah as Ya Sattarul Uyub, O the coverer of the defects. Again, if we want Allah to cover our defects in this world and in the next, let us be of those who also work to cover over the defects of other people when they are falling into that trap. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.